I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Rugby Dungeon. Thank you for listening, thank you for subscribing, and most of all, thank you for leaving us all of those reviews on iTunes. They really are much appreciated. If you want to get in on the conversation, contact me. I'm Jay Beardmore, or you can follow the Egg Chasers Rugby Podcast, the world's biggest rugby podcast, at Rugby Podcast, or you might be able to follow Faf the Clerk, who joins me now. How are you, Faf?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Thanks for the invite.
No problem at all. It feels like we've got to know each other quite well on our little trip around Manchester, trying to find a quiet corner to have a coffee.
Yeah, we have been walking for a few miles, I think, now, but finally got a spot here, yeah.
Now, first things first, it's obvious to anyone that watches you, you've got magnificent hair. Have you always had long hair?
Pretty much. I think my first year of uni, they shaved it off completely for initiation. I think since then it's probably been long. That scared me a bit. They have the shaved head, so yeah, I know.
I always wonder about rugby players with long hair. I mean, do you ever worry about like getting a little tug? Or I mean, that must happen all the time, right?
I try to stay out of the rucks and the tough stuff, so it doesn't happen too often. But I think if I let it go a bit longer, it probably will happen a bit more often.
Excellent. So, you've been in Manchester now, about 6 weeks? It's not that long, is it?
Probably 6-7 weeks, yeah.
How are you finding it all?
No, I'm honestly loving the city life, and just the people in Manchester are so friendly. And yeah, the guys at the club's been making it easy for me, taking me to a lot of spots, nice spots, and haven't been disappointed with one place yet that we've been to, so I must say it's really good.
Are you finding anyone that you're naturally sort of gravitating towards since you've landed?
Obviously me and John Ross have been friends before we got here, so we've known each other, and then me and Will Addison and yep. Josh Beaumont, we've been spending a lot of time together because they also live in the city. We do a lot of lunches and dinners and stuff in city where a lot of the team comes together, so yeah, there's a good group of lads.
So you were at, where were you last night? You were at Manchester United, yeah?
Yes, yesterday.
How was that?
No, that was awesome. Great experience. First time going there. Very good experience and a nice ticket to go with it. So it was awesome.
Does that make you an official Manchester United fan now? Or are you just going to test, see what City's like, make a value judgment?
I think I am a Manchester United supporter, but a few of the boys at the club are trying to convert me to City. So we might see what goes on there. So
who are the City fans at Sale?
I think the guy that's giving me the most trouble is Sam James. He's been giving me some stick about that. So we'll
I'm
see,
surprised at that. He's from a really affluent part of Manchester. I'd have thought that he'd be Manchester United through and through.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
Well, yeah. There are actually quite a few ties on there to United. I think they only train up the road from you guys.
United.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're too far from us. Yeah,
yeah, you've got Carrington, then just a little bit up the road.
Yes.
Because I'm not sure how frequently it has happened, but I have heard Steve Diamond talk about Sir Alex Ferguson coming down to watch.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that, but I think he and one of the owners are good mates. He meant Sir Alex Ferguson are good mates, so that's probably why he comes down a bit. But we had a training session today at Man City's indoor ground.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and that was great. So I enjoyed that quite a lot.
Yeah, it's an incredible complex. Yeah, they've got a pretty cool complex there. In fact, I think Sal were thinking of trying to play in that small stadium next to it.
Okay. Yeah, this is all news to me, but I think that would be a good place to start. I think it will be attractive to people to come watch. Yeah.
Now, what was it that first attracted you to coming to Sale?
I think trying to test myself a bit to the different league. I've been playing Super Rugby for, 4 years Super Rugby. So just to try out in a different league and see a bit more of the world, playing a different I'm playing Europe a bit and just see how it is. And then also it's an up-and-coming club, so we almost have to start things over and try and make something of it. So that's also attractive to me to come and maybe have an influence on something for the better. So that's probably what attracted me, and just to see how it is to play this side.
Yeah, because obviously the Lions got to the last two finals, and you've been an important part of those teams. Do you see parallels in the way that the Lions built up to their success and where Sale are now?
Yeah, 100%. When we started off, we were given no chance. We were underdogs, and then first year struggled a bit. Next year did better, and then the last 2 years we got into the finals. So I can definitely speak with a bit of experience in terms of that, and we have far better stage here than what we were there starting off. So I think it's only good things to come. Yeah,
is that right? You think that the Sale team that you're in now is further down the line than the Lions team?
Yes, I think they're a bit more. What would you say? A bit more organised, and I think things are coming into place a lot faster. Mm. So I think that makes it easier for the team as well.
Just tell me a bit more about that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Cool.
Yep, we've got the wrong ones there.
No.
Thank you. Very quick and professional coffee break there. Yeah, just tell me a bit about that Lions team, because they were always lauded for how they played. So can you just tell us exactly what sort of strategies were employed, how they played rugby, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so I think when we started, we wanted to play a more attractive brand of rugby for people to come and watch us and to enjoy watching the type of brand we play. But with that, the first year actually, it didn't all go to plan.
Yeah.
As we were trying something completely different to what other teams were doing and what to the guys were used to. So when it started coming together and we all understood what we wanted to do, it got quite better. So I think we just wanted to play more, just a bit more running game. But with that, we also started getting the control of kicking within that. But I think the biggest thing was we always try and look for opportunities, even if it's behind our own try line. If there's an opportunity to take it wide or there's a gap, take it. And then the coaches always gave us the backing of to do that. So that made it nice for us as players to have that backing. So yeah, I think just the biggest thing is just to, where guys would normally take a conservative approach to things, we'll probably do the direct opposite of that, just to shock teams, and we caught a few guys out with that. So.
Yeah, because I know the Chiefs, I don't know if they still do it. I think Glasgow do it now. But they always say, no matter where we are, we'll have two cracks and then we'll take it from there.
We almost had that same mentality. If we decided, we'll have a go and see what happens. If it doesn't, then we'll probably tend to go more for a territory game. So we always had the same thing. Depends on also how the game is and what the weather's like and stuff like that. We also have, but that's what I said, that came with playing together for a long time and understanding what we want to do. It's not to run everything, but give it a go, and if you're not succeeding in that go, then we'll probably have a go with a foot rather.
Yeah, well, I mean, anyone who's watched the play over the last few games know that you're quite a handful yourself, but I imagine you in tandem with Elton Yanchis is it's a tremendous handful.
Yeah, I think me and Alton can get stuck into each other a bit on the field because we feel strongly about what we want to do. But yeah, we enjoy playing together. And he's the type of fluff, if you understand him, he can make you look good and you can help him out as well. So I enjoyed playing with him, and he's a real attacking threat for other teams because he's got a lot of things up his sleeve. So just need to know what he wants to do around the guys around him. Need to know. So
not to ask you to talk too much about other players, but do you think that might be one of the problems that maybe a lot of South Africans have faced? If they are too, how can I say, flamboyant in the way that they play, they're not necessarily in that South African mould.
Definitely, I think. I don't want to. So that maybe the problem could be that some guys want to play a type of brand and other guys don't want to play that, or they're not used to that brand. So I think there's a bit of a clash where the guy's not sure what the other one is going to do.
Yeah.
But that again comes with playing with guys. The same with me at Sale. The first game or the first few games, I wasn't really sure what guys tend to do in certain situations. But now I'm starting to figure out what lines I like to run and when they see opportunity. So it's getting better for me as well to get to know the guys.
Yeah.
But it's difficult for I think, if especially like a national team, if you chop and chase all the time and you can't get used to each other. So it is difficult, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, that try with you and Denny on the weekend certainly showed some sort of understanding.
Yeah, I know. We actually stole that from our other team, but...
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I don't know where we saw it, but we just had a look, and then we saw sometimes they're a bit lazy around the ruck, so we thought they'd maybe shoot on me if I got the ball, so that's exactly what happened, and he was there some good pace to finish it off for us. So.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Now, probably something you don't want to talk about, but let's get into it anyway. What were you doing... on Saturday morning? I assume you might have been watching some rugby championship.
Yeah, I did. Actually, just watched the first half and then watched the highlights after that. But yeah, it was not nice to see. But New Zealand played very well, and they obviously understand each other much better than the South Africans do at this stage. But yeah, I think there's definitely they've got the players to do it. So it's just going to take a bit more time to get to know each other.
Yeah, you know, I was so disappointed because I actually thought South Africa could turn them over. I thought, you know, the progress that the Springboks have made since last autumn's tour, which wasn't great.
But, yes.
Were you on that tour?
Yes.
Well, just tell me about what it was like going on tour, because I can't imagine it was much fun.
No, it was. Obviously, it was a great opportunity for me to be in that group and to play with the Springboks, but learned a lot. Because we didn't win a lot of games, so it was just every week trying to build on the previous week, and it was just difficult to get going if you keep on losing. So it was difficult, but I think the boys built from that definitely, and they're playing well. I think that was their first loss for the year so far.
Yeah, it was.
So it's a bad loss, but it's for your first loss. Okay, if you just go on losses, they're doing much better than they are. So there's definitely some improvements shown now.
It sounds silly because, of course, you know, Springboks, what was it, 54 points to nil or something? It was
57, yeah.
It was a lot. But I don't think New Zealand will be relishing the chance to then play that group of boys again in South Africa. There's going to be some backlash, I'd have thought.
Well, what I saw from the tries that New Zealand scored, it wasn't a lot of off structure. It was a lot like turnover ball, kick through, stuff like that, interceptions. So I think if they tighten the attack up a bit more and not let them score on turnovers, because that's what we all know the New Zealanders are renowned for. If they get turnover ball in a sniff, they'll score. So if they can tighten that up a bit, it's going to be a different game for sure.
How would if you were given a team, how would you go about beating the All Blacks? What do you think you need?
Yeah, if I had the answer to that,
coach to cloak
it. Yeah, that would be awesome. It's difficult to say. I just think if you can hold on to the ball in the right areas of the pitch and not give them any opportunity to get a turnover. So if you're carrying the ball, look after the ball with all you have and focus on winning that ruck. And then if you make a mistake, just kill it as quick as possible. Not give them any chance, because they're just honestly too deadly to if they... So keep it nice and tight, and then when the opportunity is, take them on. Because I think a lot of guys give them a lot of respect that they odd you, but you don't... You don't need to not play just because they're New Zealand. So that's probably my thing. And then I wouldn't kick on them too much.
Or at all.
Yeah.
I think you're on something there, which is just don't give them anything. Don't give them any ball whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think for the longest time, in rugby at least, people were reliant too much on defence. And I think if you do that against the All Blacks, you're going to be in some serious, serious trouble.
Yeah, 100%. No, don't give them a chance. So... I think in Gaza, guys know they attack so well, so they try and get the ball down the field and try and hopefully the defence can beat them, but then they just attack off that and they score. So keep the ball maybe for a bit longer helps out with that. Yeah.
Do you think South Africa could do with a little bit more in the way of how the Lions play to progress them?
No, I think there's definitely stuff that they could do that the Lions do, without a doubt. I know Super Rugby is not Test Rugby, but a lot of the same guys play in the same team. So I think definitely so, but I understand where they're trying to build something with a group of guys, and it's not easy to play that type of brand straight away. You need time with it, but it's Test Rugby, so you need to fire. So it's a difficult situation to be in, but there are definitely certain stuff they can maybe try, but it's all up to the coaches and what they want. And I think the big thing is whatever they do is they need to buy into it, to what the coaches want, and the players need to buy in. If half the guys buy in and half won't, then it's never going to work out. And it doesn't matter what you want to do. The players don't buy in, it's not going to work.
Now, I've been going through your social media. Don't worry, nothing too at once. But I have noticed you're fairly busy doing promotional stuff with Sale. I imagine, though, it's nothing compared to the pressure and the coverage that you were getting in South Africa.
No, it's not too bad. It's a bit more chilled out, especially walking around and going to places. So
I was about to ask that. So you were living in Johannesburg, yeah?
Yes.
Did you grow up there?
No. I grew up in a smaller town in Nelspruit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I grew up, and then I've been playing in Joburg for 5 years. Yeah.
We walked all the way through Manchester now. I think one person probably thought that you were a skateboarder, and that was about it. What would it be like if we were doing that in say Joburg?
Yeah, it depends where you go, but if you go out for dinner or go out for a walk in the mall or something like that, a few people will stop you, just have a photo and a quick chat or autograph or so. But doesn't happen here as often. Probably had one or two photos, but then most likely South Africans walking around in Manchester. So, that's my other only difference.
Yeah, I was over there in about February time. I think it's February. I just love the amount of coverage that there is. I mean, I think Super Sport is like 24-hour a day rugby.
Super Sport. Yeah, they rugby, cricket, they football as well. It just goes on the whole time. So the guys get a lot of coverage, and the people love it down there. So that's why it's bad for when South Africa does badly, but the fans are really fanatical and they're really passionate about their sport.
Who is the bloke, a huge bloke, that does the commentary? Is it Cobus?
Cobus Visser, yeah.
I'd love him to come over to the UK and do a bit of commentary here.
Hey, I think he'll definitely do it, for sure. No, he's a very nice guy and very well respected, and he was a great player, so I think he'll enjoy coming over for sure. Maybe you must ask him to come.
See if BT Sport have got quick opening for him.
Yes. Let's get some culture, some different.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Different people in there.
So what was the press reaction like when they understood that you were coming overseas?
Yeah, so a lot of mixed.
Do you want another coffee?
Yes, please. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
In fact, hold that thought, and answer it as soon as I get.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Right. So, what was the press reaction like when they heard that you were leaving?
Yeah, there were a few mixed reactions, but luckily for me, most comments I got, and most people that chatted to me, everybody told me to go and enjoy it, and hopefully I'll just come back when I'm done. So I must say, overall, it was they weren't happy that I'm leaving, but it was positive for me, mostly positive comments that I got, just to go and enjoy it. And I think it it got to a stage of the Springboks, it got a bit difficult for me there. So the people, they almost gave me the opportunity to go, yeah.
Now, you have to excuse my ignorance because I know very little about Springbok rugby. But, you know, I've seen no reason from the games that you've played this year at Selle why they would let you go. So what was their rationale? Why would they let a 25-year-old scrum half go?
I have no idea. No idea on that. Maybe if I didn't sign, I probably would still have a chance to be there. But once I've signed, they probably cut the ties because of I had to come this side, and there's a 30 test cap on.
How is that?
Yeah. So.
So how many caps do you have so far?
11.
Oh.
Yeah.
A couple more years, eh?
Yeah.
Hang on. Yeah, I mean, that must have been quite, I wouldn't say hurtful, but hard. Because, you know, growing up, everyone in South Africa wants to be a Springbok. You've got there, and then you're basically given a choice, do you pursue your career and do what's right for you, or do you hang around and hope they change your mind, I guess?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. So I wasn't sure if I was going to play for them again. I probably would have, probably wouldn't. I would never know that. But, I think for my career, it's a good move to come here and just to come and enjoy it this side. I must say I've enjoyed every moment of this, and it's a bit of this and that. But if I didn't sign, I probably would have a go. Mm. I'd never know. I'd like to eventually, maybe if they change the rule or so, I'll definitely, if they want me to play for them, I'd love to do it again in a heartbeat. So, yeah.
Where do you think South Africa rugby is at the moment? Because, you know, we have seen some improvements. And the domestic game, mostly led by the Lions, I've got to say, has got substantially better. It wasn't so long ago that South African teams were getting tanked,
yeah.
like every week. I've seen some improvement in the Stormers too. Where do you think they are, and how do you think things could improve?
Yeah, I think they're in a much better spot than last season. So they're definitely, they're doing well and they're building as a team. Like I said before, they're definitely in a building phase. They're coming through, trying to come through the ranks, and so it's, they're trying to create something. So it's difficult to build on that, especially if you're playing against teams like New Zealand and even Australia doing well. Argentina is a threat always. If they can pitch up on the day, they're going to be a threat. So, I think that they're just going to have to stick to their guns. And like I said, if they can just believe in what the coaches are telling them and everybody buy into that. And then I believe we've got these guys that can play real good rugby and attack a lot. So I think if we can be a bit more attacking threat, we can hurt other teams for sure.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. After playing Super Rugby, and obviously there is a lot of travelling within that, what was your reaction to hearing that two of the teams were going to go over to the Pro 12? Because that's a weird one.
Yeah, that was completely from left side there. I think it's great for those guys, especially getting a chance to play in a very strong league to improve themselves as well. So I think it was a great move for those two unions. I think they're enjoying it a lot. I think it's going to be tough on them with the travelling, especially with the travelling. So we'll see how that goes. But I think they're only going to be better for it, for sure.
Yeah.
Now,
on this podcast, I have a large contingent of Gloucester fans. I imagine you know exactly where this is going. Could you just let the listeners know a little bit about what to expect from Johan Ackerman? Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Yeah, I think they've already started to love the guy. Mm-hmm. He looks like a real tough, hard man, but he's honestly so, he'll do anything for his players,
yeah.
and for the better for them. And he's just a real good guy. Everybody, I think, that I've known really enjoys the guy, and we've all grown to love him at the Lions, and the people respect him a lot. But not for what he's done, just for the type of person he is, and he's just very caring, and he always try and do what's right for you as a person, and not think too much further. If it's not if it doesn't help you as a person, he probably won't do it. So he's just an all-round good guy, and I think he's making big strides for Gloucester as well. So it's a great signing for them.
So at the Lions then, was the thing which you think brought you closer as a team the fact that you had good rugby playing, good systems with good coaches, or more the atmosphere and the, you know, for want of a better word, the culture?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit of both. So we started, I think the first thing we knew we wanted to do was to build a culture and to get that brotherhood and to start understanding each other and play. I think that's one of Coach Johan's stuff is to play for each other.
Yeah.
So your brother's on the field and you have to play for him, and so never leave him out there stranded. So that's what we started. And then, like I said earlier, if you buy into a plan as a team, then it's probably going to be successful. And through being such good mates and the culture being so good, if they brought in something new for a week, and there was a few stuff that we did that was a bit out there and tried stuff that we always didn't do, but it was a lot of stuff, especially Coach Swayze brought up and a few freaky stuff that we tried. But the guys were always willing to try it and always willing to give it a go ahead.
Give me an example of that, because I love it when players say, hey, yes, it's something a bit more unusual. So just give us a glimpse into the inside workings of the Lions.
We had stuff, so we'll just do a normal line out, pass it to 10, 10 will run it to the line and do a funny kick straight back over the line out for the wing to chase down, and we'd have our 12 taking a ball, looks like he's going to crash ball, but kick it over his head, turn around, kick it over his head, so stuff like that. So you'll always be on the lookout for something like that, and then we'll try it in training and we'll stick with it or not. So it was fun, always fun with trying new stuff and keeping them on their feet. Yeah.
Oh, you talk about 12s. One of my favourite 12s playing the game at the moment, I know he's been out for a while, and you'll have to excuse me if I don't get his name completely right, Johan Jamsi von Rensburg.
Yes, it's Rohan. Yes,
what a player.
Yeah, I know. He's one of my good mates, and he's a youngster, but he's honestly so good, and he's very dominant in everything he does.
Oh, he's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And one of the most impressive things about the Lions this year is, he was out, and the next guy comes in, and he's brilliant too.
I must say, we were blessed last year this season actually, with him and Harold Forster. They're both great 12s. Completely different players, but Ruan, he can make something of nothing. He'll just bash through guys or just step them or use his power, use his speed. So I'm also very impressed with him, and I think there's a big future for him as well. Yeah.
No, I completely agree. I think they're both Springboks now, are they not?
Ruan is, but Harold is played for SAA.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
So, who has impressed you since landing in the UK player wise?
At Sale?
Yeah.
It's a good question. I was actually very impressed with, because I didn't know what to expect, because I didn't know most of the guys.
Yeah.
So, it was good to see them, for me to see the guys play. In, I think it was against Castres, I was sitting in the stands watching the game, so it was good for me to see what the guys can offer. I must say, for their age, the Curry brothers are really impressing me,
because they get bigger every day.
Yeah.
Every time you get onto Carrington, they look like they're 5 kg bigger.
Yeah. So I must say, they got a lot to learn experience wise, but they're playing great rugby for their age. And then Denny Santamona, we talked about him, he's had a cracker so far. And then I'm glad for Jenner.
Oh, Jennings.
Yeah. He's had a cracker this week. I think he was man of the match this weekend.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Coming back off the bench and playing two great games, so that was good to see. But yeah, there's so much guys with experience and they're still so young. That's impressing me, because we've got a very young group of guys, and a lot of them have been involved with the England squads. And I think if they just play with the confidence they need to do, is play with confidence, because they're at that level yet. They are at that level. Then it's only going to be good for Sale and for them personally.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Mark Jennings, because pre-season, everyone's talking about all the new signings, yourself included. There's also this core of good young guys. I think Sam James is brilliant, brilliant talent.
Yeah, also,
You know, Addison. But people kept on mentioning Mark Jennings, and I thought this is strange, because he was a good player, he's been in the squad, but he wasn't the guy. And then last 2 weeks, just dynamite.
Played well, played brilliantly. Yeah, also wasn't sure about him because in training, so Will was on 13 and Sam James was at 12. So Mark was always off. Mark was in the background of it. But when he got his chance, especially against Cass as well, he played so well there. So he's taking his opportunities. Dimes gave him a chance and he took it. And I think he's that type of coach. If he gives you a chance for that weekend specifically, if you take it, you're going to keep on playing. If you don't, you're out of the squad again. So that's a tough mentality to be at, but he rewards performance. So
now, yeah. Sale's interesting because I don't know if you've noticed yet, there's a fair few lads, there's a fair bit of a link there to the sister code, Rugby League. Have you been invited down to watch a rugby league game yet with Deeks or?
I actually haven't. No.
Have you not?
No, I must actually talk to them. There is a few. I know. I forgot his name. Josh Charnley.
Yeah.
He's probably. He's magical. I heard in leagues.
He is a genuine league superstar.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So I'd love to go. Like last night, going to the football was great, and I'd love to go watch some league. So I'm sure if I nag them a bit,
if you nag them a bit and you find a spare ticket, take me too.
I will. No, there's I think there's quite a lot. Him and Denny and both our coaches are also league guys. So yeah, I think there's a good. I think it's good to have that aspect as well in rugby union because they do stuff we don't normally do. So if you can involve that, it's all for the better of the team. So
yeah. Every time I talk to people from league who have coached in league, the details on simple things like 2-on-1s just seems to be far beyond what we do in union. Which sounds daft, because how much can you actually fit into a 2-on-1?
Yeah.
But apparently there is quite a lot to it. I guess you see that with Deeks up.
Yes, no, Deeks. Actually, we did a lot of that today, going 2-on-1 just on decision making and manipulating the defence and stuff like that. So he's great to that type of stuff, beating your man when you're 2-on-3, stuff like that, 3-on-2, obviously. So, but yeah, it's good to also be coached by a guy that's played union and see a different side of things, I can say. Yeah. So it's good for me as a player. Like I said, I'm also here to learn, and you're always a student of the game. And if you stop doing that, then I think that's when guys start taking a back seat a bit and when they get comfortable. So yeah, I'm glad to be coached by them. Yeah.
Now, talking about learning, there is a danger if everyone's not on their mettle this weekend, you could be taught a lesson against Saracens. So how are you boys preparing for that? And actually, do you know much about Saracens before you came over?
That's one of the clubs that I've been following a bit.
Yeah.
Because, well, their matches tend to be on TV a bit more than the other lads. So in South Africa, their matches would come up. And I know a few of the South African guys came to play against Saracens in their pre-season games. So I've had a few looks at them. And we also took a lot of their stuff when we were at the Lions. Looked a few of their clips on defence and all stuff like that. So I know quite a lot about them. And I've got a few mates playing there as well. So I probably know more about them than other teams for sure.
Who are the boys that you know that you know at Saracens? Just the obvious, like
So Vincent Koch, the tight head prop. So we're very good mates. We've been playing together for very long. We're roommates and stuff like that. Then Skalk Brits and Skalk Berger and all those type of guys. Obviously, also met them through the Springboks and stuff like that. All great guys. They're going to be tough, but I think we're definitely up for it. And I think the first thing to do wrong going there is to overestimate them as a team. So I think to go there as confident as you can and to play your game, not to worry too much about them. And I think we've tried to focus on that a lot this week, especially I know playing against teams that you almost think is better than your side. But if you give them too much respect, you're gonna come second best every single time. So I think we can just go there with confidence. We came off a great win. And like Dime said, if no team would have kept up with us, like we played that first 60 minutes this weekend. So if you go in with that mentality, and I think the boys are really mentally there for this weekend, and they're going to be just hopefully very, very dominant.
Right, well, we've been chatting now for about half an hour. I'm going to ask you to put your coach's hat back on. Yeah, I'm going to give you a scenario. I'm going to tell you that Simon Orange and Dimes have said, look, you can sign two players to come over and join Sale. One, because you think that they're really, really good, and the other one, just because you want to go out for a beer. Who are they?
To go off with a beer. To have a drink, beer.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah. Just because you like him.
Sure. That's very interesting, huh? To come over for a beer would definitely be Andries Coetzee.
Okay.
He's one of my best mates, and he's playing for the Springboks fullback now. He's a great player, so he'll be a good signing as well. But for beer, definitely him. And then playing wise, probably go for a guy like the Ruanians van Rensburg that you mentioned.
Brilliant choice. That's so, exactly what
what you
for.
Wanted to. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, him. Yeah. So he's a good player all round. He can play whatever you want, and he's young. And so yeah, they're probably those would be my two picks.
Fantastic, mate. You've been an absolute cracking interview. Where can we find you on Twitter and Instagram and those sort of things?
I think it's at Fofster09.
Excellent. Is that your Instagram and Twitter?
Instagram and Twitter, just Fofster Clerk.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Faf, thank you very much. And we'll get you on later on in the season when undoubtedly you'll be top six, maybe top four. Right?
There we go. Thanks a lot.
Cheers, buddy.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc. Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.